Good afternoon and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show podcast. Today is Wednesday, December 30th, 2020. This episode is going to focus on the UK SARS-CoV-2 variant, and there's an outbreak happening in Colorado. For that, we now go to Dr. Henry Nyman.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. There was a press conference this morning in Colorado that provided a significant amount of detail. A couple of the people associated with the Department of Health or the state lab that does the testing were at the meeting, or at least they were, you know, conferenced into the meeting. And they physically weren't there, but they were commenting. And it was conference was videotaped, so the video is available. And it turns out the index case was a member of the National Guard. And they had mentioned he was in his 20s, he's male. And he was at this nursing home because they had just had a very large outbreak there. And at the nursing home, all 26 residents had tested positive for COVID, and four had died. And 20 out of the 34 staff had also tested positive. So because so many staff had been tested positive, they brought in National Guard members to help out. Now, the National Guard does regular testing of their staff. The index started at the nursing home on the 23rd. And then he was tested on the 24th, and he tested positive. That short time would indicate that he was almost certainly infected outside of the nursing home. He was infected before he went to help out. His test had an unusual pattern. This was described in the press release. I mentioned that yesterday. The PCR test targets three different regions of the gene, and the probe for the spike protein gave a negative. The other two gave strong positives. So they call that an S dropout because the S gene dropped out of the series and tested negative. And so because of that, they did sequencing, and the sequencing found that in the spike gene of the eight mutations that are in the spike gene, this individual had seven of them. So he was registered as a strong positive. However, there was another National Guard member who gave a similar profile. He wasn't quite as strong on the two positives, but he was negative for the S gene. And they started looking at that and are seeing the same mutations. So the sequencing isn't complete, but he would actually be the second case. And if there's multiple positives, he's almost definitely going to turn out positive. However, in addition to these two, the one that's a confirmed problem positive, the other one that's likely positive, there were 12 more that had been flagged. And they're actually doing further analysis at the sequence level on these other 12. So it's conceivable there's as many as 14 that have the UK variant. As far as contact tracing is concerned, they looked at the nursing home. They haven't found anybody with the variant. It's not clear how many are currently still positive. It sounded like most of them are already negative. So I'm not sure how many they were testing, but they weren't finding the variant. Who the other 12 are isn't entirely clear, but they could very well be other National Guard members. They'll probably end up doing a follow-up on that. They said they're looking at other contacts, which, like I say, could actually be other National Guard members. And they hope to have more data on that in the near term. So at this stage, there is almost certainly two positives. There's one that was reported and one that they're finishing up the sequencing from what they, the description would be that person is also a positive. So there's two National Guard members, both who were positive on the 24th, the day after they started at the nursing home. So there doesn't seem to be any real connection to the nursing home. There is a connection to the National Guard. So both of these are positive. They were both positive on the same day. Usually when you get that, that means there's a common source. That means that they probably didn't infect each other. They're probably both infected by somebody else. Although it is conceivable that you know, the index case infected the other guard member. So the question is, who are these other 12? Are there multiple members of the National Guard, and who are all the contacts of the National Guard if they are? So that's where it stands right now. It could evolve into a very large outbreak from the index case and his one contact. The source is still unclear if there are other National Guard members, whether they have a contact with somebody that came from the UK. That would be one way that the virus could get there. But it's all speculative right now because they didn't really give a whole lot of information. And it isn't even clear who these other 12 are. But it is clear that the one that's presumptive positive was a contact and another, and he was in the National Guard along with the index case. So that's where we are right now. There should be more information coming. They've got these 12 samples are flagged. It shouldn't take that long to get a partial sequence. The S gene has a large number of mutations, and even if they have two or three that match, as soon as they have two or three that match, then most of them are going to match, and it is a variant that some of these mutations are independently circulating. One of them is associated with the Italian gene. Everybody's got that. And one is the receptor binding domain gene, and it's very likely they had that. But if they have a third one, it's almost certainly going to be the variant. There are other cases in the U.S. that have the N501Y, but there's at the GSAT, I think there's only three other than the one case that was the patient from Boston that had multiple samples that had the N501Y. So that's where we stand right now. I'm sure there'll be more information coming. There's a reasonably good chance that many or all of these other 12 will also be positive, and the identity of the other 12 will, I'm sure, guide the investigation.
Thanks for that information. Listeners, we are going to continue with our series as the day goes on, as the news develops. And keep with this format, and I hope you like it, and we'll see what happens next. Thanks for listening.